I'm John Monkle here in the infield of the North Iowa Sierra League Mega Track and Field Meet in Jessup. Joining me right now is the conference champ, Dyke and Hartford girls 4x200-meter relay team. 146.83, the winning time. And you guys jumped quite a few teams, all right? I guess first, before we get into anything, let's just have you say your name and your grade.
I'm Kaylin Meester, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Emmy Sager, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Racy Graves, and I'm a senior.
I'm Chloe Paulson, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, so again, you were able to jump some teams that were ahead of you coming into this particular race, and you ran your best time of the year here so far. How did it feel to go out there and secure your season PR and secure another conference title here?
Yeah, I think it felt pretty good. I mean, we had good vibes coming in tonight. I mean, the weather was super nice, and we worked super hard on our handoffs this week, and we had lots of rest over the weekend, so I think we all felt really confident in ourselves tonight.
Yeah, like Kaylin said, we really had emphasized on our handoff this week, and we just ended up running really well, and I think we had a lot of confidence going into this, and we really all wanted to get a new PR.
Yeah, I think we just had a high goal set, and we met it, and we're going to continue to chip away seconds, and it'll be good.
What are some of the ways you guys have kind of perfected this relay here throughout the season, whether it be some things you guys done individually or stuff that you've done kind of as a group? How have you kind of perfected this relay here so far this year?
I think the changing the order made a big impact on our times recently. Also, we just worked on handoffs all this week, and we really worked on them yesterday. We ended up going a lot faster into our handoffs, and you can really see that in the time that we had tonight.
Yeah, I definitely think handoffs was a big one for us. We all worked on our individual parts of the race, like whether that be closing or getting out of the blocks better. And yeah, I think we all did our job tonight.
How does that change things? When you change the order of the race, how does that change things for you guys? What got better, you think? Obviously your time got better, but how does that affect you guys in a positive way?
I think we believed in ourselves for different handoffs. I think we were more comfortable with one another with handoffs, and I think most of us were better getting handoffs from others and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, you can really tell the bond that you have with who you get the handoff from. I had never received a handoff from Emmy, but in practices, we've created a bond not just in the sport but outside of the sport, which has really helped with our handoffs and our overall running.
Yes. All right, and 1 week until state qualifying, whether it be this race or any of your other events, what are going to be some of the biggest goals here for this upcoming week to make sure you're in tip-top shape for state qualifying here next week?
I mean, yeah, I think we all have to take care of ourselves outside of track. We're obviously all busy. A lot of us do travel sports or another season school sport. So I think staying healthy is definitely the biggest one for us.
Yeah, I agree with Kaylin. Staying healthy is really important. Also, just working on those small things that'll make just our open and our relays better.
All right. Thank you, guys, and congrats on the conference title.
Thank you.